or Dom. I want you to settle back comfortably in your seat. That's right. And as you do, I want you to know that everything you've shared with me demonstrates something remarkable about you. Your courage, your strength, and your deep commitment to growth. The very fact that you are listening to this hypnosis recording shows that you are ready to do this work, shows that the strongest part of you already knows how to choose healing over habit, growth over protection. And with your eyes closed, begin to notice your breathing, not changing it, just noticing the way your chest rises and falls, the way the air feels cool as it enters your nostrils, and warm as it leaves. And as you breathe, I want you to imagine that with each exhale, you're releasing not just the air from your lungs, but also the weight you've been carrying, the vigilance that served you so well in the past. Because here, now, in this moment, you can let your body remember what it feels like to truly rest. Starting with your feet, let them become heavy, as if they're sinking into warm golden sand, and that heaviness, that beautiful heaviness, begins to move up through your ankles, your calves, your knees. And as it does, each muscle fiber learns to let go, learns to trust. And Warda, you know about gardens, don't you? You've spoken about the beauty of Canada's greenery, the way nature has this wisdom of seasons, of knowing when to protect and when to open, when to be strong and when to be soft. I want you now to imagine that you're standing at the edge of a magnificent garden, a place that exists just for you. And this garden is surrounded. It's surrounded by strong, beautiful walls. Not walls that imprison, but walls that create sanctuary. Walls that know the difference between protection and isolation. As you approach the entrance to this garden, you notice there's a gate. And this gate has a remarkable quality. It only opens for those who truly belong there, who truly belong here. And as you approach, it recognizes you, recognizes your courage, your journey, your readiness to heal. And it opens quietly, smoothly, welcoming you home. And as you step into this garden, Warda, the first thing you notice is how safe you feel here. How your shoulders can finally drop. How your breathing can deepen. Because in this place, you don't need to scan for danger. You don't need to prepare for attack. You can simply be. The paths in this garden are made of smooth stones, each one placed with intention. And as you walk, you realize that these stones represent every moment of strength you've ever known. Every time you chose to survive, every time you chose to grow, every time you chose love over fear. And you notice that this garden has different sections. There's a section where beautiful flowers grow. Flowers that represent your achievements, your art, your education, your journey to Canada, your success in leaving smoking behind. And these flowers, they're not just beautiful, they're strong. They've grown through difficult soil, through challenging weather, and they've bloomed anyway. Now, Warda, I want you to imagine placing your hand on your heart. That's right. And as you do, feel the steady, strong rhythm there. This is your anchor, your connection to the part of you that knows how to love, how to trust, and how to remain centered even in the storm. During the day, every time you physically touch your heart like this, your unconscious mind will remember this feeling, this sense of safety, of groundedness, of being exactly where you belong. And this anchor will be available to you whenever you need it, in conversations with Nabil, in moments of stress, in times when your old patterns want to resurface. Now, in your garden, there's a very special section. It's a place where the light is particularly gentle, and in this section, there's a beautiful tree. Strong and ancient. And this tree, it has a remarkable quality. It transforms old pain into new wisdom. And as you approach this tree, you can see that it has many branches. And each branch represents a relationship in your life. Some branches are strong and healthy. Some are healing. And some, perhaps, are learning to grow in new directions. You notice that there's a bench beneath this tree, a place where you can sit and rest. And as you sit, you realize that from this perspective, you can see your whole life story. But here, in this safe place, you can see it with new eyes, the eyes of someone who survived, who learned, who grew stronger. You can see little Warda, the one who learned to be quiet, to protect herself, and you feel such tenderness for her, such compassion, because she did exactly what she needed to do to survive. And you can tell her now, thank you. Thank you for keeping us safe. Thank you for being so strong. And now you can rest, because I can take care of us from here. And it's interesting, isn't it, how your unconscious mind already knows how to choose healing, how to choose growth, how to choose love. Because you've been making these choices for years. When you chose to leave Pakistan, when you chose to build boundaries with your mother, when you chose to stop smoking, when you chose to come here today. And your unconscious mind can continue to make these choices, can continue to choose curiosity over defensiveness, can continue to choose connection over protection, can continue to choose presence over past patterns. Now, in your garden, there's a beautiful fountain, and this fountain flows with crystal clear water, water that has the power to cleanse and renew. And as you approach this fountain, you can hear the gentle sound of the water, so peaceful, so centering. And you realize that this fountain represents your ability to pause, to breathe, to center yourself before responding. And you can drink from this fountain anytime you need to, anytime you feel that old urgency to defend, to attack, and to protect. Instead, you can come here. You can pause. You can ask yourself, what does this moment really need? And from this place of centeredness, you can choose your response. You can choose to be curious about what your partner is really trying to tell you. You can choose to see love even when it's wrapped in concern. And as you continue to explore your garden, you discover that there's a section that's still growing, still developing. And this section represents your future, your life with Nabil, your potential family, your new adventures. And you can see that this section is being tended by a version of yourself, a version who has integrated all your strength, all your wisdom, all your capacity for love. And this future self, she's relaxed, she's confident, she knows how to stay centered in love. And she turns to you now and she says, I want to share something with you. When someone you love expresses concern, it's not an attack. It's an invitation. An invitation to come closer, to understand, to grow together. And you have the strength to accept these invitations. You have the wisdom to respond with love. And your unconscious mind is already beginning to integrate these new understandings, already beginning to create new neural pathways, pathways that lead to connection instead of conflict, pathways that lead to curiosity instead of defensiveness. And you'll find in the days and weeks ahead that when you're in conversation with Nabil, something interesting happens. There's a natural pause, a natural breath before you respond. And in that pause, in that breath, you remember your garden. You remember your strength. You remember your choice to love. And from that place, you can say things like, help me understand what you're really trying to tell me. Or, I can see that you care about me, and I want to hear you. Or, let me take a breath so I can respond from love instead of fear. And Warda, relationships are like gardens too. They need tending. They need care. They need the right conditions to grow. And sometimes, what looks like criticism is actually pruning, helping the relationship grow stronger, more beautiful. And you know about pruning, don't you? How cutting away the dead branches allows the healthy ones to flourish. How removing the weeds allows the flowers to bloom more fully. And when Nabil expresses concern, he's not trying to hurt you. He's trying to help your relationship grow. And you can learn to welcome this tending, to see it as care, not control. To understand that someone who truly loves you will risk difficult conversations because they believe in your love. They believe in your future together. And as you sit in your garden now, feeling so peaceful, so centered, I want you to notice how your body feels, how relaxed your shoulders are, how steady your breathing is, how calm your heart rate is. This is your natural state. This is how you're meant to feel. And your body will remember this feeling, will remember how to return to this state, even in moments of stress, even in difficult conversations, because your body knows how to be calm, how to be centered, and how to be strong. And every night, before you sleep, you can return to this garden. You can walk these paths, sit by this fountain, rest under this tree. And each time you visit, the garden becomes more real, more accessible, more a part of who you are. And during the day, whenever you touch your heart like this, you'll instantly remember this feeling, this sense of safety, of centeredness, of choice. And you'll find that you naturally pause before responding. Naturally choose curiosity over defensiveness. Naturally choose love over fear. And it's wonderful, isn't it, how your unconscious mind already knows how to make these changes, how to create these new patterns, and how to choose healing over habit. And you can trust your unconscious mind to continue this work, to continue this healing, even as you rest, even as you sleep. And when you're ready, when you feel completely integrated, you can begin to return to full waking consciousness, bringing with you all the resources you've discovered, all the strength you've remembered, all the love you've chosen. Now I'm going to count from 1 to 5, and when I reach 5, you'll emerge from hypnosis, knowing the pathway forward. 1, recognizing powerful positive changes have taken place. 2, powerful positive changes have indeed taken place. 3, recognizing the hypnosis is now slowly coming to an end. And 4, recognizing the hypnosis is now quickly coming to an end. And 5, eyes open, feeling better than before, feeling relaxed, peaceful and calm, and ready to go on with your day.